the DC sandwich slinger, as they're calling him. Have you seen this video?
Oh, yeah.
I just enjoy it so much. There's so much about it I love.
I cry for the sandwich, but the rest of the
Not that someone's assaulting a police officer, but right. You know, just because of the just him.
Yep.
The thrower himself.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot to enjoy.
Yep.
And not to go down the political road of this, but we all love to see a dumbass on video.
You look really brave running up and going,
this is a dumbass. Okay? Yep. A man accused of throwing a sandwich at a U.S. Customs and Border Protection agent in Washington, D.C., was an employee of the Justice Department.
Oh, good heavens.
Irony.
Keyword was?
Keyword was.
Oh, boy. Working Subway now. Making sandwiches. Yeah, right.
Get a spokesperson job.
Dan, did you see this video?
I did not. I saw stills.
Really?
I saw the posture.
Yeah, the posture. Everything about this guy. He wasn't dressed for a confrontation with people dressed in bulletproof vests.
Seriously.
Not a masculine gentleman.
And the still of that sandwich bending in half as it's hitting that guy, and the look that guy's throwing him like, you are so dead.
For further review of the video and the story, let's bring in our friend. And Brian Foley, good morning.
Oh my God, that video! Now, you see him yelling in the cops or the agent's face. He's holding the subway, yelling in his face, and the look on the cop's face, like you just said, Chaz. That's it for everything for me. The guy's screaming in his face, and I promise you, that agent is thinking, you know, not do anything, just standing still, but inside thinking, do something. Please, give me a reason to do something.
Launch the foot long. I'm not afraid.
He did, and that is just, and you know, that's fantastic. Sometimes you got to sit there and take it, and you're getting yelled at, and boy, you are just begging for them to screw up. And he screwed up when he threw the sandwich at him, obviously.
And let's go back before this even happens. Who, when they're drunk, gets a sandwich in their hand and is mad?
Right.
Like, hand me a sandwich. Like, when I'm drunk, hand me a sandwich. I don't care what's happening outside.
I'm the happiest person ever.
I'm on task.
Yep.
And my task is
eat the sandwich. Exactly. This is going to taste so good in my mouth in a moment.
Yes. I just had a custom-built sandwich, and now it's in my hand.
I'm surprised it lasts that long. I've been eating out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, your munchies are where it's at, dude. You don't waste munchies.
I don't get food. I'm like, oh, let's go fight. It's like, no, let's go eat.
Right. I have my sandwich. Now I'm going to do battle.
So, all right, so hold on. In front of the subway in Hartford on Sisson Avenue, way back, and these two dudes leave the Cool Moose and they go get a grinder. And I'm on patrol, and as I was driving by, they were fighting over the grinder.
Oh.
Literally rolling around, rolling on the ground. Subway shrapnel everywhere. I roll down my window with a cruiser and I go, hey, get a room. Well, I didn't like it. literally came running up to me, but my powers of de-escalation, everything was cool, but it was, how are you? Just eat the grinder.
Seriously.
Eat
it. Share it.
I understand them fighting over the grinder.
Right. Share it then.
That I get. It's like, all right, you're fighting over
a grinder.
They
were laughing, you know, literally, but wrestling. The grinder was going everywhere.
Cut it in half.
Sandwich.
The poor sandwich. Never had a chance.
And here's
the Jersey Mike, so.
I think you get arrested for that.
Yeah.
Just for that. Yeah, for ruining a Jersey Mike sub.
You get sent to a third world country for that.
But that sandwich, when I saw it hit the officer, I'm like, first of all, when I look at the guy and how he's dressed, right, so he had light blue shorts on, a pink shirt on. And how would you describe that shirt? Why was it?
It was like a doily.
It looked like he was wearing a pink doily.
Yeah, just doily with sleeves.
Like you could see through the shirt.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I thought to myself, this guy's eating vegetables.
Right.
Like that's not a meatball double meat.
Right,
it's not a BMT double meat.
That's a turkey and Swiss or a vegetable.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's something, you know, I wouldn't eat.
Yeah, exactly. It's worth throwing, though.
And then it turns out there's a report now that was a BMT.
Oh, you don't do a BMT.
And I'm shocked. Yeah. Like, first of all, he doesn't look like a BMT guy.
Yeah.
Stereotypes fail.
Added charges for that. You abused a BMT.
BMT. Right. How do you
wasted bacon.
Oh, wow.
Veggie grinder, maybe.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Veggie grinder.
Yeah, with light sauce on it.
He's on grinder.
That sub, AJ did a freeze frame of the video, Bri, and like the moment that sub hits impact. That cop in the chest, you can see the cop's already locked in.
Yes.
He's like this thing didn't even bounce off him yet.
Right.
You've been waiting.
He's like, thank you.
And that cop had no neck, was head and shoulders, like a friggin' rock'em sock'em robot. I'm like, that's the last person who threw something at.
Yeah. Well,
he had a crew with him, too, and the cops, the cops are all like at the starting line. Let's go. Right. Here we go.
Right. As the confrontation's going on, you could sit, because they're all in their own little groups talking and doing their own thing in their phone. And then as he starts coming over and confronting the cop, they all start like, oh, we got a live
one
here. And they all start converging.
Yep.
Like, what a dope this guy is.
Oh, and the best part, when that sandwich is hitting me, also seeing that guy, the look he's getting, the guy behind the taller cop is like, his eyes are wide open.
Like, no, you didn't.
His hands are part like, oh, my God. You threw a sandwich.
First of all, when there's a bunch of cops around, standing around, like, they're kind of like, all right, we've been brought in here to lock this place down.
Yeah.
And we've been here for a couple hours now. Nothing's happened.
Right, we're getting kind of hungry. The smell is somewhere. You're not far away.
I'm not going to be the one that's like gets in trouble at this point.
Oh,
they're looking to do something. They're bored. They're standing around.
Right, now you just threw food.
But before, let's go back to the throw.
Okay.
Did you see the throw itself?
Yeah.
That was not a throw that was going to injure anyone.
Not the manliest,
Yeah, he didn't play catch with his dad growing up.
It was like a slap with the grinder almost.
That was definitely a veggie grinder throw.
That was a veggie grinder throw, yes.
Soy boy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then the run.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking he's going to get away. Like, I just watched it. Like, you got to, if you're going to throw it, you got to commit, man. If you're going to be a tough guy, be a tough guy.
You should have been moving.
Like, if you're going to throw it and immediately be running, like, you ain't getting anywhere, man.
First of all, throw it hard.
Yeah.
And then bolt or just stand there like a man. It'd be like, just take take me in custody.
Right.
Yeah. So, Chaz, like, one night at the Meadows. I'm working in the front, just like those cops are there, standing right there. And I'm with other cops, and this guy comes up and starts yelling at us, but he's holding the handle of Jägermeister. A half gallon or whatever it is.
Ooh.
Damn.
And my cruiser's parked right there. And he's standing in front of the cruiser, and we're standing there, and we don't want to know. I don't want to know with anything. You know, we don't want to arrest anyone. And
yeah, go be peaceful.
And I was thinking the guy was awesome. You know, he's all hammered on, you know, got a half gallon of Jägermeister at the concert. He's living life.
Yeah.
He overhand and guns that bottle right into the grill of my Crown Vic.
Nine of us died.
Right there in front of us. And turned and ran just exactly. And that's exactly what it reminded me of. Just pounded it into my grill. Obviously broke the headlight and everything. And turned and ran. And then, you know. Well, it was a different time back then.
You're running Jaeger?
he regretted it.
Yeah, you're running Jaeger? It doesn't happen.
I'm a fairly good
wasteful.
Runner.
Yeah, you know?
Wasteful. And this guy's run.
He's wasteful. Hold on. I'm sorry. He took a big pull off of it, then gunned it.
Gotcha.
Oh, all right.
You know, if this guy had taken a bite of the grinder, honestly, that would have been probably the best compromise. At least get a couple bites.
Yeah. Go to jail full.
Right. You know what would have been funnier if he stood there eating the sub,
right?
As he's yelling,
right?
Taunting the cop, and then kind of wave it in front of his face. You want some?
Right.
You can't have any.
He's spitting a little piece of food out of his
mouth.
You're
not my friend,
right? A little piece of beaten BMT.
But the throw, he wasn't really committed to the throw.
No.
And then the run,
bad, all bad.
Because like you could put this soundtrack to that run. And he turns around like, are they still there? Yes, they're still there.
And they're hot on your tail, man.
You made it two steps, dude.
I tell you, that guy with all that gear on ran pretty damn fast.
Yeah. And he was
just
jogging.
You can hear the cruiser going alongside him. So as he's running, he's probably thinking, I can outrun these agents. But you can hear the cruiser coming up alongside him. They always forget you can't outrun the car and you can't outrun the police radio.
Or the dog.
Or the dog, yes. And so, you know, you really got to think things through before you whip a grinder at somebody. Good advice for life right there.
Seriously, eat the grinder.
Oh, yeah. If that video has a million views, I'm probably half of them.
Right.
It just makes me laugh.
It's funny.
He was not dressed for the confrontation.
No, you were
he
not.
He didn't have the throw.
Nope.
He didn't have the run.
Right, you didn't have a sandwich.
Yeah, just had the booze. That was it.
Have you ever been assaulted by food, Brian?
Poop, but not food that
poop.
I can think of.
Food. How was it launched exactly?
that didn't go very well for the gentleman either.
When he dropped trout and blasted you, what did he do?
I wasn't so happy about that.
This was on the job, right?
No, this is my roommate.
It was a Saturday. It was a Saturday.
On the job.
Oh, you mean on the job.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
All right.
What happened?
He had burglarized one of the old Capitol storage buildings, and it was late. It was raining. We had pulled up, and we threw him in the back of the cruiser, and I had asked him for his ID. And I opened up the back door, and it was raining, and I'm like, do you have your ID? He's like, yeah, here, grab it, because he was cuffed. And when he went to grab it, he flung something on me, and I remember it hit my hand, but it was night, and I'm like, what's on me here? And then I smelt it, and I could see it, and then it was like, I was gagging. And the story somewhat ends from there. Just leave it there.
Yeah,
no body cams then.
I'm good.
There were no body cams. We were in a desolate area.
Oh, man.
Well, it's kind of like food. It was eaten already.
He did show you who he was.
He did.
You asked for ID. It's like, this is who I am.
I tell you what, he was happy. I'm not lying. He knew he was going, and he's a career criminal, and he got me, and I'm sure he bragged about it. And, the fact that I'm like, what is that on my hand? And my buddy was standing there. He was laughing, literally. I saw it on my hand. I'm like, what is that? And I smelt it.
That'd be the last thing I do.
Well, you look and you're like, is that what I think it is?
I look at the light and be like, okay.
I was right. It was what I thought it was.
Yeah, where'd you get meatloaf from?
No, but you asked for ID, and then you could have just looked at your hand and said, oh, so you are a piece of S.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're into the comedy more than I am.
Oh, brother.
Oh,
wow. All right, yeah, well, don't bring a Subway sandwich to, a gunfight.
No.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And he lost his job.
Yep.
That, it just, half the country thinks the DOJ was politically, philosophically biased, and that just doesn't help that suspicion at all, unfortunately.
No. Oh, man. And then he'll just never live that down with his friends, that right. run.
Yeah.
Well, the cop's not going to live it down either. His nickname's going to be BMT or something.
Right. Yeah, Grinder.
Grinder.
Officer Grinder.
Right.
It will not be Hero.
Sounds like a movie.
Available for parties.
What is this thing you're leaving to do? Can we talk about that or later?
Sure. This is a... They're shooting a TV show for it's Jupiter Entertainment, so they have own Oxygen Discovery, A&E, and it's on a homicide that happened in Manchester about 2018, and the guy ended up we ended up grabbing him in Hartford. It was at the Bonchon. I don't know if you remember. You might not down there, but it was at the Bonchon restaurant in near the Buckland Hills Mall in Manchester. Two cooks got in a beef, and one of them took out a gun and shot and killed him. Unfortunately.
Oh.
And then he was on the run for a few days. So it's they're doing a show on that. A lot of it centered around that. His girlfriend helped hide him out. And then he unfortunately he came to Hartford, and he's not going to last very long there. We got him.
Yeah. You got him. Yeah. Those were the days, man, when you were running a show over there.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
It was well run.
It was.
All right, Brian.
I missed my job.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah. You guys too. I'll see you.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.